Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time to get back to the Daily Edition with Matt Gurney.
And I click, and I like, measure up, scrutinize.
Good morning. Thanks for being here with me. You know, you got to check those credit card statements every month because every once in a while they go up and you don't even notice it. Mark Aflalo joined me here, host of Your Tech Report weekends on Canada Talks. Mark, I'm going to take a peek at my next bill because I think my Netflix bill just went up, at least for next month. The streamer has raised prices yet again. At a certain point, all these things I decide to sign up for when I got rid of cable are going to end up costing me more than cable used to.
Yeah, that's the conversation I'm having a lot these days with people saying, wait a second, we've been pushing to cut the cord and really, you know, build our own a la carte without having to worry about, you know, other people forcing stuff down our throat. And here we are, you know, 4 years later, we're paying, you know, what's going to be $16.49 a month for Netflix, or if you want the HD package, it's going to go up $2 to $20.99, plus GST and HST. That's a fun one. When they added the tax a couple of years ago, people were up in arms. So at Netflix, we got Disney Plus in my house. I've got Amazon Prime, which at least we get shopping out of that. What else do I pay for? Okay, so let's see. I pay for Showcase or HBO because my wife wants to watch Sex and the City. It's become, quite honestly, I'm definitely paying at least $50 more per month than I was when I was paying for cable. But is it better because I'm picking and choosing it myself? That's a question I ask myself every time I look at that bill.
You know what? I don't actually have any complaints. I'm just thinking about this. We have Netflix, we have Disney, we have Amazon, we have Crave. Is that it? I think maybe that's it. So Crave is the one that gets you HBO and Showcase. Netflix, obviously, Amazon, Disney. I can go check my apps, but I mean, probably all in, that's probably about $50, $60 a month. Yeah, like it does add up. I don't mind because I probably have at least something I watch on each one of those platforms. Yeah. So like whatever. I think I'm with you. Psychologically, knowing you're actually signing up for what you are actually enjoying is very different than channel surfing past 14 channels you have literally never watched but have no choice but to pay for.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is I when the U.S. election happened, were we last year now, or 2 years ago at this point, I did sign up for Alt TV from Bell. So I didn't want a cable box. I wanted something streaming, but I wanted CNN, and I didn't want to just pay for CNN. So I'm like, you know what, let me sign up for Alt TV. I haven't looked at regular TV packages in a while. And I actually found myself keeping that. So instead of going for Crave, though, I actually get those channels through Bell's Alt TV, which is just kind of the backdoor way to do the exact same thing. But I still get access to certain live things, which during this pandemic have been a little bit of a godsend because there's certain channels that I forgot about, like HGTV, that I liked some shows on. So that when I'm in between shows or I'm like, you know what, I'm not in the mood to watch Dexter again tonight, I can actually channel surf. And there's an element of channel surfing that I still enjoy. And even though I'm paying one of the big three here in Canada, I'm also okay with it because I can still pick and choose everything else that's going on. But there's that element of live TV that I like. You?
I forgot about Apple.
Oh, yes, Apple. But you see, but Apple, you know, you're paying.
About to respond to you, but just as I open my mic, I'm like, Apple.
But Apple, you see, but being in the iOS ecosystem, you know, and now with Apple One, which is their all-inclusive thing, I find it's okay because I'm saving money. I'm getting my iCloud storage. Plus, I get my Apple TV. I've actually used Apple Fitness, and I'm okay with it. So, and I watch some of the shows. Like, I watch the morning show, and I watch some of the content. I think that's the biggest thing here is that it's gotten so competitive going out and creating this original programming, right? It's no longer just ABC, NBC, and CBS trying to figure out who's going to own this stuff. you know, especially in the U.S., it's the landscape is nuts. Like, I was talking to a friend in California, and we actually have it pretty good here because there are still companies like Bell and Rogers and stuff who own some rights. So they still bundle certain things together, which is not a bad thing for us. In the U.S., you're literally HBO Max, Showcase, everything, every channel is separate unless you have a cable package. So my friend Mitchell in California, he pays close to $150 a month for his streaming. And I'm paying just like, as you said, you know, $50, $60. So when they increase the price by $2 and, you know, do I even pay attention to it? Nah, I don't. I only pay attention to it because I'm in this industry and because they sent me an email and I'm like, I'm outraged. And then I forget about it.
Yeah, that's wild. You know, and here's the thing, though. I mean, lest we get too comfortable here, that's the way it's going to go here. That's going to be the direction. I mean, yeah. I got a friend who produces content for Paramount Plus. All of the movie studios and TV stations are going to have their own apps. I don't think that'll last forever. I think it probably will sort of reconsolidate at some point. But for the next little while, you will be paying for the content you consume. And to be honest, as a content creator ourselves, I'm actually kind of okay with that. Like, I don't mind paying for what I consume.
Yeah, I don't mind it. And you know what? I think that, you know, if there's a compelling enough show that I want to watch, then I will pay for it. I'm fine with that. When Sex and the City came out, or for example, Matrix, the new Matrix movie came out, and I knew it was only going to be on HBO Max before I didn't realize it was in Canada. I was okay going to sign up for that so my wife can, you know, enjoy Sex and the City and so we can enjoy some of the programming. And I do find that they're doing a good job profiling other content because it does suck me into some other shows. For example, Dexter, which I never watched originally, we're watching now because I'm like, oh, it's come back and oh, I can access it now. Let me see what this is about. And I got into it because they promoted the shows and they used that all that data they have on who I am. They promoted the right shows to the right people. They did suck me in. So instead of just paying that for, you know, a couple months so my wife can watch Sex and the City, we're going to be paying for that for another 6 months. So it's kind of interesting how that psychology comes into play.
Yeah, no, the psychology of this is interesting. We got like a minute left here. We should have left more time. Why are airplanes worried about 5G?
Because 5G in the U.S., they have different bands of 5G, and the stronger band of 5G that AT&T and Verizon are currently lighting up in different cities, that band is very, very close in frequencies to the altimeters that the planes use. And, you know, the altimeters are super important, especially when they're landing and they can't see what's going on, so they can't use line of sight or any kind of visual element of it. So they're worried because nobody has provided any scientific evidence that proves that there's going to be there's not going to be interference with the altimeter. So as a result, a bunch of international airlines have canceled flights and routes into the U.S. because they're worried that AT&T or Verizon were going to light these up today. There's been a kind of a stay of execution, and the FAA and the FCC got involved, and they're going to have that scientific study, even though everybody says this has never been a problem. You know, this has been done in Europe many, many times. So I think we're going to see this come back to light, and there won't be any issues. But I kind of use the example of, remember Die Hard 2, when they took control over the air traffic control and they majested it so that if, you know, they couldn't see what was going on, they ended up crashing into the runway. Let's not have that happen.
Oh boy, that was the unexpected Die Hard 2 reference I did not know I needed this morning. But yes, I hear you. I know the one you mean. All right, gotta let you go, bud. Thanks for this. Always a pleasure to chat.
My pleasure.
Take care, Marco Polo. A man who knows his way around action movie references. We'll take a break. We got a news update in moments. We're back for hour two right after it. It's the Daily Edition on Canada Talks.
You're listening to the Daily Edition with Matt Gurney.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.
Do, did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.